I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Obviously, if you went to bed last night, and if you're like me, I felt pretty amazing about the city of Boston and watching the peaceful protests, but it did turn pretty violent last night. There were a lot of arrests, car fires, just everything with the looting that we've been seeing around the rest of the country. Unfortunately, there was a few bad apples in the bunch last night, and we saw a lot of that here in Boston. So obviously, we're thinking about all of you this morning, hoping that you were there. If you were there, that you are safe this morning. It was a little sad to wake up this morning and see that, for sure, Kennedy. I don't know how.
Yeah, I went to bed last night watching looking at Twitter, just kind of taking a peek, and because I wasn't there, and feeling that the people who protested got their message across, that they
absolutely
did what they wanted to do, and that it seemed that it had all been very successful. And then, you know, they go home, and then a small group of people come and do this, which is just, taking advantage of this wonderful thing that so many people did yesterday and turning it into something because it's dark and there's unrest, that they can come and do this thing. Yeah. It's awful.
I think it's important to separate the protesters from the agitators as well.
Yeah,
like, some people are just out there at 10 o'clock at night because they want anarchy.
Yep.
And that's different from what happened all throughout the day.
Yeah, I agree with you.
And it shouldn't undermine everything that happens.
All right, we're going to talk a little bit more about that this morning, but we want to get to we got some more good news stories from the Good Vibe Tribe.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports on people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is going to be all right. Yeah. There are people in this world doing good work, and we are here to celebrate them. So don't worry about a thing. Nah, yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
If you get a chance later this morning and you remember this, Jet Ski Key West High School. That's what I want you to type into a Google search, and then go watch the video where they had their graduation ceremony, obviously wanting to remain socially distant. So all the graduates put on their cap and gowns on individually different jet skis. And then I don't know if it was the principal or whoever it was, put on their cap or put on their gown and put on a mask and sat on the back platform of a small boat and had like a 6-foot pole. And they would drive by on their jet ski, and the principal would hand them their graduation, diploma.
That's unbelievable.
It's a different life down there.
Right?
It really is. So that's down in Key West. Look that up. It's pretty interesting. After 32 days in an induced coma, a 5-month-old baby in Brazil has officially beaten the coronavirus. A 9-year-old cat in France that tested positive for the virus has also now beaten the virus. A 99-year-old World War II vet from Minnesota has upped the ante in the walking for charity trend. He's walking 100 miles before his birthday on June 27th. He is raising a ton of money. And Kennedy found this audio. This is a principal in Texas.
Yep. Basically, he decided he was going to deliver every single diploma. So he drove like 8 billion miles because Texas.
Right.
It's spread out down there.
Yeah, 1,500 miles around Dallas to personally congratulate all 240 seniors who are graduating this year. And this is what it sounded like.
One of our core values at our school is to ignite joy.
And that's what I saw on the faces of my seniors and their families was just a few moments of joy in the midst of all of this uncertainty. I did it over 10 days. We visited about between 25 and 30 houses a day. I'm a father of a senior, and so I feel it. This was my opportunity to connect with each and every one of them, find the opportunity in that and run with it.
By the way, I had a bunch of seniors reach out to me over the weekend, Kennedy. You know, we're going to be putting together a video that we imagine is going to go viral. It is Producer Dan's weekly wrap-up, where it was his commencement speech. And so if you are a graduating senior this year or you know a graduating senior, drop me an email, carson@mix1041.com. And I'm going to email you back some instructions on what we're looking for. I had a bunch of them reach out.
Can I give you your bars? Is that it, Carson? Is that what we say?
Yeah, well, Producer Dan, so he has all the lyrics from his commencement speech, weekly wrap-up. And so I am assigning different seniors different lyrics, and then they are shooting video, and they're sending it back to us, and then we're going to edit them all together.
Yeah, I need you guys to help me go viral. We can't have my face in the video. It's not going to work. We need you guys.
Well, you're going to get you're gonna have a starring role in this too, Dan.
It's not about me. It's about the seniors. That's the most important thing.
So anyway, if you are graduating senior for the class of 2020 or you know one, drop me an email, Carson, K-A-R-S-O-N, at mix1041.com.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Well, Kennedy and I were having a conversation off the air this morning, just, you know, talking a little bit about today's show. I shared with Kennedy I don't know what the right word is, but I got emotional over the weekend.
Yeah, but that's like Tuesday for you, so it's fine.
I know, and this one, but this
really,
one was,
it isn't really saying much.
But this one was a little
that
weird
we both
because
did over the same thing.
After I told Kennedy that I got emotional, she's like, "Oh my gosh, so did I." So Kennedy and I were both crying over the weekend, and here's why we were crying. Take a listen.
3, 2, 1, 0. Ignition. Liftoff of the Falcon 9 and Crew Dragon. Go NASA. Go SpaceX. Godspeed, Bob and Doug.
The SpaceX launch happened Saturday. The astronauts arrived at the space station yesterday. It's the first time astronauts have launched in the U.S. since 2011. It's the first time a private company has ever put people in orbit, and it just got to me. And I don't know why. I mean, I was kind of a nerd for rocket stuff when
when we were young, Carson, this happened a lot. Right. There were a lot of launches. This was something that, you know, there were only three networks. And I remember sitting at Christina Navarro's kitchen table at lunchtime watching the blast off once of one of them. I can't remember which one, but it was these were very big deals, probably cemented in our minds because they were the only thing to watch. You know what I mean? It was miraculous that we were going to space.
Yeah. I also just think, you know, growing up in Florida, and I can remember as even a high school student, like when the space shuttle would launch, we would go outside and watch it because you could see it from Daytona down to Cape Canaveral. So just being around it as in my childhood and then in taking classes about it and everything like that, it hit me in a spot yesterday. It was amazing to see. And to think that, you know, at some point, Annie, like maybe your kids or your grandkids could be on a mission to Mars.
Or can just be on the bus that goes to Mars back and forth three times a day.
You guys
by that
know
time.
That I am the leading member of Space Force. And my children and my grandchildren, my great-great-grandchildren, will also be on Space Force. Pew, pew, lasers.
Speaking of Space Force, I watched that Netflix show.
Was it funny?
Yeah.
Oh. No.
So, yeah, this is the first time a private company has put someone into orbit. SpaceX founder Elon Musk called it, and I quote, the first step on a journey towards civilization on Mars.
Yep,
and we just introduced our son Barrett to the movie Apollo 13. And he loved the movie. And of course, that is about a failed mission. And I think one of the interesting things in watching what happened yesterday was, A, that was in the back of my mind as it was launching.
That's terrible.
It really was. I was like, oh, just please be safe. Just please be safe. But then also, I don't know if you realize this, Kennedy, but a part of this launch was getting the actual rocket back to Earth without being damaged. And they ended up landing the rocket on like a battleship in the middle of the ocean. It's reusable.
It's
unbelievable.
Carson.
Like they showed the video and I was, how did they do that? How does that happen?
They're rocket scientists, Carson.
Right.
I know, but
yeah, you know how they always say it's not rocket science, but that is rocket science.
It was just, it was unbelievable to me watching that. So that was pretty cool. I also saw somebody posted a picture of a rocket ship like in the 60s and then the space shuttle in the 2000s, like in the 90s or 80s. And then, 80s. You know, the yesterday or Saturday. And, you know, what the control panel looked like. And essentially the control panel from this weekend, it looked like an iPad. That was
it. Yeah. Yeah. They don't need all the bells and whistles anymore. Yeah.
Also, Kennedy, Back in Black from AC/DC is still the song to pump yourself up to. Did you see this?
I did.
Before the launch, astronauts Bob Behnken and Doug Hurley listened to AC/DC's Back in Black on their way to the rocket ship.
What would be your rocket ship song if you were walking out?
I don't know. Mm.
Diva by Beyonce, the only song I've
Elton John, Rocket Man is the only song I've
ever heard. Too obvious. Yeah, really too on the nose, I feel.
But it's just, you can't help it. I'm a Rocket Man, Kennedy. So anyway, Kennedy and I shared a tear over the weekend and we weren't even together.
It was hilarious. I looked at it and I'm like, why are you? I literally was on my couch going, why are you crying?
You too.
It reminded me of being young, Annie, and it's been a long time.
I'm happy for you. I really am.
By the way, they docked with the space station yesterday. It was interesting watching them talking about it. You know, it takes 8.5 minutes to get into space, but it takes a day and a half to be able to dock this thing on the space station, which is incredible to think about, too. So I'm just glad they were safe. The Dragon Endeavor spacecraft is now circling. You know, they're up there at the Russian space station. I think that's pretty special.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
She's got the Hollywood hookup, gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. Dirty is a service of SBLI. So, yes, protests were held all over the country yesterday, and many celebrities took part. Halsey was one of those. Rumors were circulating that she had been arrested. However, she then denied those rumors, but she said that she and others around her were, quote, shot, gassed, and antagonized. And by shot, it was rubber bullets. Not that makes a difference, but... Mm-hmm. That's what she said and posted pictures as such. Ariana Grande also posted on social media hours and miles of peaceful protesting yesterday that got little to no coverage. All throughout Beverly Hills and West Hollywood, we chanted. People beeped and cheered along. We were passionate. We were loud. We were loving. Cover this too, please. Hashtag Black Lives Matter. And I saw some posts of people who were like walking behind her.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And they were like, this is Ariana Grande, y'all. She's here by herself. She doesn't have security. She came out. A lot of other celebrities did so as well. I just lost my paper. Sorry.
That's okay.
We also saw our own Boston Celtics doing some good. Jaylen Brown led a peaceful protest march through Atlanta on Saturday night. He streamed most of the march via his Instagram account and posted videos of his speeches to his page. He said that he had driven 15 hours from Boston in order to protest in Atlanta.
Being a celebrity, being an NBA player, don't exclude me from no conversations at all. First and foremost, I'm a Black man. And I'm a member of this community, and I grew up on this soil, so I want to say that first and foremost, but it's a peaceful protest. We walking, and that's it. Raising awareness. Some of the injustice that we've been seeing is not okay. And as a young person, you gotta listen to our perspective. Our voices need to be heard. I'm 23 years old, I don't know all the answers, but I feel how everybody else is feeling.
Wow.
So that was truly amazing. And Ines?
Ines Cantor.
Ines Cantor,
okay, you both said it differently.
It's Ines Cantor.
Anyway, he was among a large group of protesters in Boston Common. He stands nearly 7 feet tall. And he was hard to miss, but he was wearing his Celtics jersey and chanting, I can't breathe.
I can't breathe. I can't breathe. I can't breathe. I can't breathe. Mm.
He was later seen speaking on a microphone to people around him, but the audio is just really hard to understand because the person recording it was behind him.
Right.
But he had some amazing words for people. And also the Boston Celtics put out a statement that I think is pretty amazing. They said the Boston Celtics have always stood for the ideals of equality, understanding, and respect. We can't simply hope and pray for these things. We need to lead through our actions. We stand with our players, employees, partners, and fans in being committed to championing the change we need. We need to be honest about confronting racism and the abuse of power. We can and must demand equality for everyone. We can and will respond by committing to being part of the solution.
It's so important for people with the platform to speak up and also to speak up the right way, which Ines Cantor and Jaylen Brown did, I think.
It's amazing. Go ahead, Annie. Sorry.
Sorry. I saw this awesome thread on Twitter about Jaylen comparing him to Bill Russell because Bill Russell was so outspoken during his time as an NBA player and speaking out about racial injustice. And Jaylen Brown is so wise at 23 years old. And
that's what I'm
has,
saying. Where are the older players? Like, why is it the young people, these older players need to be
Carson,
setting examples
the young
for the... I know,
yes, but
I'm just saying.
The young generation are the people that are stepping up. They're
yeah,
the
they
people
are.
That
You're
are
right.
leading these protests.
You're right. You're right about that. Marcus Smart was out there. I was watching on television last night, and they were interviewing protesters, and then somebody came by and said, I just saw Marcus Smart. Marcus is here. So he was there last night as well, I guess, in Boston.
Yeah, I also liked that the celebrities were saying, like, Halsey was like, don't come up to me and ask me for a photograph. This isn't right. a meet and greet. This is not what I'm here for. Mm-hmm. This is a protest. Forget that I'm a celebrity. I'm just out here.
Yeah, yeah. All right, let me take a shift because it's important to end with a laugh on these things.
Yes.
Britney Spears surprised people on Friday by dropping a track titled Mood Ring by Demand on all streaming services. Now, the song was produced by DJ Mustard, and it was previously available on the Japanese deluxe edition of her 2016 album Glory.
Of course.
I don't know what to tell you, but this is the one she decided to give us, and I am thankful.
My love is a mood ring. Up and down emotions, all these mood swings. You know how to read the touch of my skin. Nothing on my body but this mood ring. You change me.
Some classic Britney right there. That is some classic Britney.
Kennedy, I can't believe you didn't own the Japanese deluxe album of the 2016 copy. I don't know. What kind of Britney fan are you?
I didn't even know there was an album called Glory, so there's that.
Kennedy, I just did some research on DJ Mustard. He was responsible for one of your all-time favorite rap songs. Rack City.
Old Town Road?
No, Rack City. Rack City. Remember Rack City?
I do indeed. I do indeed. I having to ask you what it meant. All right. Coming up at 7. I sure did. I'm not even kidding. It was in Memphis. I absolutely remember it.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. We're about to talk to one of our coworkers, Eric, who actually went down to the protest last night. And we want to focus on the positive this morning in that the protesters being down there and being peaceful was just amazing to see. I was watching some of the interviews and talking to all of the young people of color, saying, listen, we're not here to riot. We're just here to be heard. Good morning, Eric. How are you?
Good morning, you guys.
So when I texted you last night, I had seen that you were down there. It was probably, I don't know, 8:30, 9 o'clock. And I was just worried about you and wanted to get a sense of what it was down there. But you were actually already home by that point, weren't you?
Yeah. So I initially went to one of the meetups away or on the route in the South End. And then I had walked over to the State House and the Commons with everybody at the end of it. And then I had left around 8:45. And that was, I think, when you texted me. And then a lot of things changed shortly after, but it was such an incredible day before that.
Yeah, what was the vibe for you down there? Kind of what were you seeing?
It was so interesting because there was so much being said on social media and everything before, and I know I had a lot of friends that wanted to go but were unsure with everything going on, plus coronavirus and stuff that people weren't sure. They wanted to take risks, but it was a very peaceful day, and it was very soothing, and it was also very powerful to be there with everybody and to experience it and to listen and to hear stories and to understand what the community's going through.
What sort of, like as you were along your way talking to people, what sort of stories did you hear?
So there's so many different stories, and you know, everybody's impacted differently by it. One of the things that I was doing was lots of people were sharing their stories on signs as they were marching. So it was interesting to read about how different people have been affected over the years. Like, lots of people were sharing stories from decades before. Mm-hmm. And I think it's something you don't usually always think about. It seems like it could just be within the past few years, but then you realize there's so much more.
Eric, I have so much respect for you as, you know, a young person. I think it's so important for us to use our voices to be able to hopefully, you know, change the past, to be this generation that's going to make it better moving forward for our kids, for our grandkids, all of these things. And I was just saying to Kennedy that I feel this overwhelming guilt that I'm not doing enough. And it's hard to be... I want to be an ally so bad. I don't know what it's like to be black in this country. I wake up every day and I try to empathize with these people and try to walk in their shoes, but it's difficult when you're not living it. And I feel like you felt similar yesterday. Did you just feel the responsibility to go out there yesterday and be that ally?
Yeah, I think everybody is just wanting to support, and everybody's sick of seeing everything we're seeing on social media throughout the weekend. There's just been so much happening that it's like I feel like so many people and all of my friends and everyone who's talking, everyone wants to show support and everyone wants to get involved. And I had initially gone out in the day yesterday and was out of the city for most of it. And then we got home and I'm right in the middle of the city, so I can hear everything. I thought I had missed all of the original protests, but then there was the big march that came through from Nubian Square. And one of my boyfriend's friends had texted him, and we all decided like we wanted to go out because we could see everything starting to happen. And we felt like we had to be there.
It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. We're talking to Eric, who works here at the radio station. In fact, Eric was our intern a very long time ago, intern Adam Levine, and he's now our pretty much our boss when it comes to anything digital. And he was out yesterday at the Black Lives Matter protest. And one of the things I just want to keep reiterating this morning is, you know, we're seeing all the negative because that's what, you know, that's what gets eyeballs on television this morning, and you're going to see looting and you're going to see rioting and you're going to see arrests and you're going to see damage. But I just want you to understand the majority of the protesting that happened yesterday were peaceful protests. You know, those were the people that you need to pay attention to. These are the Black Lives Matter people that were showing their support for what happened with George Floyd in Minneapolis. And I just don't lose focus of that. It is easy to get wrapped into the negative, but you have to be proud of Eric and everybody that was out there, all of the people of color that were protesting yesterday. I just want to keep reiterating that. Those are the positive things that we have to take away from this.
It was very peaceful. I couldn't believe like how peaceful it was. I had never been involved with a protest like that, that had went to the State House with that amount of people. There was thousands and thousands of people there. And I had seen a lot of the organizers. They were encouraging everybody to be peaceful, and everybody was wanting this to, you know, just overall be a very peaceful protest. And it was. I think a lot of the people,
No, that's all right. Go ahead. Finish up.
I was going to say, like, a lot of the people on the news, I was watching a few different news stories. Everybody kept highlighting that it was a peaceful protest before around, I want to say, like 9 o'clock last night. And it's because it was.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thank you, Eric. We appreciate you sharing the story this morning.
No problem. Have a good day, guys.
All Thanks, right. Eric. Talk to you later.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. Well, let's rewind to Friday night.
Yes.
Streaming out of Fenway went down from a very empty Fenway Park. Dropkick Murphys took the field, literally. It had Big Shamrock on it. Mm-hmm. Had DKM mowed into the infield. They were all socially distanced from one another. There were a few cameras there you could see, and then even some drones. And then there was the time when the boss joined in.
Sometimes I was so messed up and didn't have a clue. I ain't winning no one over. I wear it just fair. I got your name written here in a rose tattoo. In a rose tattoo. In a rose tattoo. I got your name written here in a rose tattoo.
Okay, that's awesome.
Jumbotron while cool. They sang together. It was unreal. They raised funds for the Boston Resiliency Fund, Habitat for Humanity, Greater Boston, and Feeding America. So
I was upstairs. I don't even know what I was doing, but my dad was listening to it downstairs. I could just like feel his vibe, his energy. He was so hyped.
I want to be Tom Dow when I grow up. That's the coolest older dude.
He's my age, Dan.
He's older than you.
No,
but
he's not.
Is he?
Yes.
I don't want to burst your bubble, but you qualify as older dude now.
AARP on the way. Celebrities continue to speak out about George Floyd's death with words of peace, of frustration, and of optimism. Beyonce is one of those. She posted a video message, and here's what she had to say.
We need justice for George Floyd. We all witnessed his murder in broad daylight. We're broken and we're disgusted. We cannot normalize this pain. And I'm not only speaking to people of color. If you're white, black, brown, or anything in between, I'm sure you feel hopeless by the racism going on in America right now. No more senseless killings of human beings. No more seeing people of color as less than human. We can no longer look away. George is all of our family and humanity. He's our family because he's a fellow American.
Mm. And Lizzo, of course, who is from Minneapolis,
yes.
Wiped tears from her eyes as she relayed information about what's happening there from people who are actually in the community.
It is not your job or anyone's job to educate people on racism. Google is available. There are books available. So don't waste your time. If they don't believe what you're saying at this point, they don't want to believe it.
Mm. Wow.
She said, I hope everyone can see this for the blank for what it is. Open your mind, open your heart, listen, believe. When you see that vandalism, when you see that senseless violence, know that that ain't us.
I saw a lot over the weekend, too, celebrities posting, love black people like you love black culture. Mm-hmm. There are so many racist people in this country that all they listen to are black artists. They buy black athletes' jerseys. And you're going to go out there and be racist mm-hmm. and speak out against these people? It's disgusting.
Mm. And one bright spot in the news this weekend was the SpaceX launch, which was a huge success. Here's what had happened. It launched from Cape Canaveral on Saturday afternoon, 2 days after it got delayed by weather. The president was there and everything went as planned. Here is what it sounded like.
3, 2, 1, 0. Ignition. Liftoff of the Falcon 9 and Crew Dragon. Go NASA. Go SpaceX. Godspeed, Bob and Doug.
It's the first time a private company. That's what they say every time.
Bob and Doug, baby.
Godspeed, this sounds so cool.
They sound like they mow their lawn in New Balances, but they're going to space.
It's the first time a private company has put someone into orbit. SpaceX founder Elon Musk called it a first step on a journey toward a civilization on Mars. AC/DC's Back in Black was their walk-up music. And the SpaceX rocket is reusable. That's sort of one of his things, is that it won't just become debris.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You can actually use it again. Less than 10 minutes after liftoff, the rocket booster landed on a platform in the middle of the ocean.
That's unbelievable.
Dear Elon Musk, can you please make high-heeled shoes that don't hurt?
Or a vending machine that doesn't get your chips stuck.
Roughly 5 minutes after that, the astronauts hit orbit, and then another 19 hours to reach the space station. So they burned 10 minutes live streaming themselves, showing off the inside of the capsule. There's all sorts of videos
right.
if you want to go check it out. It's pretty remarkable.
So fascinating.
The fact they landed that rocket on a ship in the middle of the ocean and I can't put my car in my garage without scraping the sides.
Honestly.
It's insane.
This guy
can do anything.
Wow.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. We would love to hear you this morning at 617-931-1234. You know, I went to bed proud of the peaceful protesters here in Boston. And then this morning we wake up and we see that there was looting and rioting and damage and arrests and injuries. But I don't want that to take away from what Black Lives Matter was protesting about yesterday in regard to George Floyd and his death in Minneapolis. And if you're a person of color and you want to call in this morning and share how you're feeling, share your thoughts, tell us why this is important to you. Tell us why we should be paying attention to this. I think that's something that's lost, too, is a lot of people are saying, well, this isn't my problem, but I've seen something out there that says silence is violence. And that just really hit home with me to say, wow, me not saying anything is just as bad as somebody who's actually saying something in your face that is racially motivated. So again, 617-931-1234. We would love to hear from you and just how you're feeling this morning after watching it all unfold yesterday. Kennedy, I know there have been a lot of celebrities that have shared their voice as well to this.
Yeah, a lot. And Jaylen Brown yep. actually drove to Atlanta to be a part of the protest there.
Being a celebrity, being an NBA player, don't exclude me from no conversation at all. First and foremost, I'm a black man, and I'm a member of this community, and I grew up on this soil, so I want to say that first and foremost, but it's a peaceful protest. We walking, and that's it. Raising awareness. Some of the injustice that we've been seeing is not okay. And as a young person, you gotta listen to our perspective. Our voices need to be heard. 23 years old, I don't know all the answers, but I feel how everybody else is feeling.
Wow.
He posted on his Instagram him with a megaphone. So he's from Atlanta. That's why he went down there to go to his hometown and just be a part of, you know, something that's really important. And he's just one of those players that's always been outspoken. He's so intelligent. And I think that we see this a lot at the NBA. You know, LeBron was wearing an I Can't Breathe shirt 4 years ago, and we're still dealing with the same problem.
Right.
Yeah, he was told to shut up and dribble.
Yeah, Vanessa Bryant posts a photo of Kobe wearing an I Can't Breathe shirt. We're still dealing with this problem. And the fact that there's so many young NBA players, we got Jason Tatum out there spreading the message, Jaylen Brown driving back to his hometown doing this. It's just so nice to see people that, you know, our children are idolizing. They're idolizing these athletes and that they're learning these such important messages from them.
And the Celtics came out with a statement, too, that I thought was really wonderful, saying that they have always stood for the ideals of equality, understanding, and respect. We can't hope and pray for these things. We need to lead through our actions. We stand with our players, employees, partners, and fans in being committed to championing the change we need. We need to be honest about confronting racism and abuse of power. We can and must demand equality for everyone. We can and will respond by committing to being part of the solution. I don't know what that looks like to them, but I love this initial statement.
I loved yesterday watching some of the young people on television here locally, men of color, women of color, and talking about the protests. And there was one particular gentleman, and he said, you know, the reporter asked him if he was worried about violence. And he's like, why would I be worried about violence? I'm not out here to be violent. None of us are here to be violent. We're here to peacefully protest the wrongs. We're trying to right these wrongs. We're trying to just be treated equally. So he was almost a little bit incensed that the reporter even intimated that
that was the way this was going to go, that it must, because it's a group of people of this color, that it must end up like this, which one has nothing to do with the other. And if you believe that,
You're part of the problem.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
And that's
exactly
my opinion.
I would also like to briefly touch on something that I think is important with this topic. And it's the white people that always immediately go all lives matter to the term Black Lives Matter and how counterproductive that actually is.
Right.
Because if you really thought all lives matter, you would be outraged right now. You would be furious because it's very clear in this country that black lives are degraded and dismissed and don't matter. Mm-hmm. So you saying all lives matter, you should be marching with them if you really believe
it
that.
It echoes your privilege. Yeah. And I think the first step, I've read so much in the past few days, of just as a white person, what do I do?
Yeah.
And, you know, having that outrage is important.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Kennedy.
Good. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say quickly, I've never experienced something that I'm about to share with you. When I was in the Army, I had a good friend of mine, Voderick. Voderick was from Compton, and Voderick was one of the nicest men I've ever met in my life and would never hurt a flea. But he did look a little bit intimidating. He loved to work out. He was very well built. And he told me that he was in a store in the mall where we used to go shopping all the time when we were stationed at Fort Bragg. And he said security would follow him around the store because he was a young black man.
Happens all the time.
And I would go into the same store and it never even crossed my mind that something like that was happening. And he told me every time he went into that store, security would follow him around because they were worried that he was going to steal something because he was a young black man.
Black moms and dads have to send their children into this world saying, you can't wear a hoodie. Say yes, sir. Say yes, ma'am. Keep your hands where someone can see them. It's infuriating.
I was just thinking, I'm so happy Barrett is going to grow up in a household with Carson and Lana that are going to teach him the right messages. Like, I was watching this little boy the mom says, don't keep your hands in your pockets. Always say yes or no. Like, it's insane the things that you have to be taught as a young black male in this country just to be alive.
Yeah.
Can we, I want to hear the audio from Beyonce too, Dan. Could you play that one for me real quick? Thank you, I appreciate that.
We need justice for George Floyd. We all witnessed his murder in broad daylight. We're broken and we're disgusted. We cannot normalize this pain. And I'm not only speaking to people of color. If you're white, black, brown, or anything in between, I'm sure you feel hopeless by the racism going on in America right now. No more senseless killings of human beings. No more seeing people of color as less than human. We can no longer look away. George is all of our family and humanity. He's our family because he's a fellow American.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.